health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour this evening on, what do we have here? September the 10th on the West Coast, and now September the 11th, 2009, on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zones. We would also like to welcome those folks that may be listening this evening on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and I should say, or this afternoon, because in certain parts of the world, it's already afternoon, and on blogtalkradio.com. We have a very, very special guest this evening. Some of you may have never heard this name. Of course, if you've spent any amount of time around bbsradio.com over the years, you know that this man is one of the founders and one of the guys that basically runs the whole operation on a day-to-day basis, along with his brother Doug, who does a lot of backseat driving. I think he may describe it the same way. Now, I'm just kidding, Doug, if you're listening. Our guest has been gracious enough to break up his busy schedule and come on tonight at my request and share some of his thoughts about what's going on in the world, what it's like to be the head of a very large internet radio operation, and also a blog operation, many other things that he's involved in. But we'll give him a chance to talk about it. He is a twin brother. His brother Doug, as I already mentioned, is his business partner at BBS Radio, and our guest's name is Don Newsome. Don, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you, and I think in light of all the things that have been going on, we need to lighten up a bit, but give each other a chance to vent if if we have to. We can go on rants, or we can just talk about life in general and the role that we're mutually playing together. How does that sound?
Actually, I kind of like the sound of that, Don. Thank you.
All right.
Sounds peaceful, actually.
Yeah, you get to watch me go down the rabbit hole every night.
I do. I get to hear you every night. I love it. I love it. I'm one of your best fan members. Absolutely. I love your show.
And we're going to try not to go down there. I got to share something with you really quickly. I had the opportunity earlier this evening to talk to a former host on BBS Radio, Sonia Barrett.
Sonia Barrett, Sovereign Mind Radio.
I say Sonia, Sonia. Okay.
Right.
Sonia Barrett.
Lovely lady. Wow.
Yes. And I've listened to her show a few times this year, and I was sorry to see that she had moved on to another network, but I got to listen to a presentation that she did at the Conspiracy Conference, and I was really, really taken aback by how much her message, when she talks about metaphysics, when she talks about how this earth has been set up, her message is very similar to mine and a few other people that I have on the show. And I really appreciated her message, and I thought, you know, I got to get her on because she has such a beautiful way of expressing all this treachery that's going on around the world, you know, by the Illuminati. And she has
she's hot.
she makes it sound like you know, it's almost a recipe for breakfast, if you know what I mean.
I wish I did.
you.
No, I love her program. It's political, and for such a lovely woman, not really political. She kind of mixes and dabbles at all. I really enjoyed her program. She has a good program. She's a shame she's no longer on the network. I think you can probably hear her over at Achieve Radio. There's a great network. I love the people over there. I love Bill. I love what they're doing. Always have. They've been around for a long time. Just honest, straightforward people. Great shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, she mentioned that she's broadcasting on Blog Talk now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I sort of got her at that moment where, she had a couple of minutes to talk. But she was very open to coming on the show, and she's written a book called The Holographic Canvas, and I'm going to be reading that and putting up a review on my website, and then we're going to have her on the show. I want to really see the depth at which she's, developed her consciousness, but this is what comes through in her message. She describes the process that she went through. Not really listening to other people, but finding that pathway on her own. And I know exactly what she's talking about, because everything we face is basically trying to stop us from remembering who we are or coming to some realization about who we are. And that brings me to the crux of what I wanted to talk about in terms of what you and Doug have created with BBS Radio. Because people kind of take for granted, I think, you would probably agree, all the responsibilities that you have to keep such a large network going, or just one, for that matter, just to have a few shows and to make sure everything clicks and is pretty seamless. And,
yeah.
and you describe a day of what it's like, being behind the desk, playing the role that you're playing.
Oh, it's
at BBS.
Well, thank you, Don. Again, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I love your show and your listening audience. What an astute audience you have, and you have one of the largest programs on our network now. You're just you actually attract the people and you keep them because they love you. So again, my hat's off to you, and it's a pleasure to be here. I haven't done an interview with another radio program or even another network for. Been a long time.
Since you've been on my show.
Could be, yeah. The typical day is long. It starts early, and you get all the equipment ready, and you're always doing software and equipment, and then it takes a lot of customer service. Of course, we pride ourselves on service. We're service-oriented, and... since we pride ourselves on the service we give others, that takes a lot of time. It really does. It takes a lot of time, a lot of care that we try to give the hosts, the listeners, the web, the people who are trafficking our website. So to us, it we take a lot of time and care in doing that because it is a service. So our typical day requires a lot of man hours. Yeah.
When you say service, to the talk show hosts, of course, that's one thing. And I think for the listening public, the people that want to be able to access the archives of shows, whether it's my show or any of the other great shows, you have a stable of really well known talk show hosts. And on more than one stream, too.
Well, we did things a little differently. When we first started out, there was only a few corporations out there doing things. And none of them had gotten involved in remote broadcasting for exclusively live internet talk radio, except for two that I knew of at the time. And when we started doing things, again, there was really no way to do it, so we just jumped in and did it. And we started putting a lot of shows together, shows that would not normally make it to mainstream, folks. Our shows are going to have a hard time making it to mainstream, I would gather, only because the material and information contained in a lot of them It is New Agey, metaphysical, science, anti-establishment in many ways, especially nowadays, and a lot of things paranormal. So a lot of people don't like to go into those directions, and our network contains a lot of variety in those different genres. And so it's unlikely to hit mainstream very quickly. So we gave a place where the normal person may not have been heard, they get a chance to get on radio. We made radio available for anybody who wanted to be in media, because we thought media was a joke. We still, by the way, folks out there, you can quote me, most of mainstream media, joke. I think they know it, you know, they enjoy it. They enjoy it the way they're playing it, but unfortunately people see them as a joke, so the material we have on our network only helped to clarify that. That's been a main goal of ours, to help people see through the illusion that's mainstream media. And give everybody a chance to be on the air and be in radio if they want to be in radio, and have a platform where they can be heard, where their voice can be heard, where they can actually make a difference. And we wanted to make it so cheap that if somebody wanted to do it, they couldn't say to us, you know, I can't afford it. Now, again, what people can afford is relative based on their family, their income situation. But again, we tried to be more like the people's PC of radio, to coin a term. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be using that term. But that's kind of how we wanted to be originally.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we were going to do that was to charge for our archives. So we started charging for our archives. We made enough that we were able to lower hosting fees, lower it. Now we basically are the staple. I believe that. When you see other networks out there growing and starting up and all the wonderful things they do, you'll see that they're patterning themselves off of a few players. And again, we were one of the original ones in the market and to even start this industry. So, you know, it's been fun for us, but we're still here and growing and love it. And we're going to keep trying to do what we've been doing. Get the messages out there. Let people know that, you know, change is something that they can all attain. We can all attain it, but we got to get out there and do it. We
yeah.
can't leave it up to the aliens.
Well,
much as we'd like to.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, there's sort of an inbred competition with the mainstream media, because that's what has been around for you know, over 100 years. You have
You've got, you had about 48 media companies, was it, back in the 60s or 50s, and then they amalgamated into about a dozen or so, and then they chiseled that down to where, you know, a handful of people, six, seven companies, literally own all the media.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that was quite different a few decades ago.
Yeah, I'm referring to, you know, from the inception of radio, and then, then the development of TV, and then the acclimation of the public to the programming. And that word programming is essential. I mentioned Sonia Barrett, and she goes into...
She's hot. Did I say that?
You did. She goes into... sort of a history and talks about Tavistock Institute and their role in shaping the mass consciousness of people. And so they've made mainstream media a very restricted area. You
yes.
know, it's almost like being in one of these re-education camps that they're talking
it's
about.
Like being in the military. Almost like being in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
I guess in a sense, yeah, you're right. I'd have to agree with you. The only thing
do this,
is
do that. Don't do this.
Yeah, except
blam.
You know, you put your life on the line in a totally different way by watching TV. I mean, you give up all of your willpower, you give up your courage, you live in fear, and she really talks about those things
mm-hmm.
as I have. We all have to some extent that you know the mind control aspect and the fictionalization of the truth, the masking of the truth. You know, they don't want this to get out, that what you're hearing on BBS radio and some other networks that you mentioned, the truth is what it's all about.
Well,
that's why people come here to listen
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. I love you. You're right on. The truth is what it's all about. We may not get to the head of the heap because of that fact. For instance, I mean, a great website, Free Energy Now, talks all about free energy products, motors, engines, you name it, of every different variety. People can research it, learn. We can get this free energy movement started, but you know, they don't get you don't get a lot of people, big companies, wanting to push your website if you're touting things that are going to change their industry. And that's the same with BBS Radio. You're not going to get mainstream media touting a company like us that's really wanting to see them fail and isn't going to get huge until possibly they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I did have somewhat of a radio background when I was in college. I don't know if I ever told you this. You know, I had a jazz show when I was in college on the weekends, mm-hmm. and it was heard by a lot of people in a major metropolitan area. And I got involved in radio later on in my music career, not too much long after that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in a production level. I was, you know, working with a big band, and an orchestra, and I had the experience. But for me, it was a pure thing because I was working with music. I wasn't working with what we see today in terms of music on television. I mean, it's worthless by and large. You may see a concert on a PBS station from time to time that's worth seeing. But the presentation has so much subliminal decor, and there's a process that occurs that most people don't really analyze. That's really not found naturally in a concert environment. And anyone who's attended a live concert knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's a very sterile atmosphere somehow on these TV productions. And out of necessity, when they're using cameras and sound equipment, you know, they can't have the audience all over the place. So they have to sort of maintain the cool and everything so equipment doesn't get bumped and the production itself goes smoother. But there is a mindset, a subliminal mindset that goes along with that conditions people and it opens them to certain kinds of technology that are invisible, that are being used in conjunction with that medium, is what I'm getting to.
I totally agree. I absolutely agree that when the Russians figured out how to create sound waves and to change your mind's memories based on sounds that it's hitting you with, and then, you know, you have TVs, and you're literally being forced to be in socialized TV industry. In other words, you got to go all digital. That's a little spooky, because they can hypnotize you. They will use these subliminal messages against you. Look at Disney. Look at Disney and what they do in some of their productions and cartoons and other companies. Companies that have lost their morals, any values at all, just out the door. And these companies now have a license to thrill you and to thrill themselves. And they're going to take every opportunity to do that. And I think media companies, a lot of the government TV programs, a lot of radio, much of the TV, I think these days, you're going to be bombarded with sounds that are probably saying things to you, but you don't know what the hell they're saying. It's subconsciously affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe they use those technologies today. Why? Well, if you look at the experiments that were going on in Russia and the U.S., they've only gotten way smarter over the last 40 years. And they've been doing these sorts of things for the last, what, 30?
Oh, even much longer than that. I mean, you know, 60 at least.
Maybe. Yeah. So I don't watch a lot of TV, although I don't think, you know, staring at the internet all day long is any better, but that's what I do.
Yeah, that's true. And we have to step away from the computers, and we have to, you know, put a little spice in our lives just to keep them going insane. Well, the reason I brought up that issue, especially the one fiction versus truth, because it seems to be that there is a process that we go through in life. It's called graduation, or it's the process of using gradual techniques to perform social engineering, to produce a mass mind or a mass consciousness that is not found in nature. There is a mass consciousness in nature, but it's of a different sort. In other words, it depends upon the level of the individual consciousness. The individual consciousness plays a central role in that consciousness. You know, what good does it do to have a whole mass of people that agree to the same thing if all they are slaves? Or if they're only mind controlled and they only react to the stimuli that is thrown their way? Your network is different in that respect, that you allow people to express free thought. It's not about judging it. I know you not to be somebody who judges a show based on the information necessarily, but you do look at the numbers, I'm sure. There are some shows that you have that don't do...
Oh, we've got some of the biggest programs, I would say, in internet talk radio in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the world. Some of the finest programming in the world. You know, just because we may be affordable doesn't mean we don't do things correctly. Around here, we actually try to do them right. We got great equipment, great people. We work hard. And, we provide a great radio platform. I believe that. And
yeah.
We get enough email thanking us and loving what we do that you've convinced me. Our audience has convinced me. So, again, I love what I do. I'm thankful that I'm able to do what I do and to be here speaking to the people that I do and constantly hearing from them and being able to interact with them. And I'll tell you, it's a pretty interesting world we live in, and I get to be a part of it, an active part of it. What a blessing.
Yeah, you're not reacting. One of the things that I have to say I appreciate, and Lord knows, and my listeners know, that there's pretty much no topic that I won't tackle, and they all play a major role in what we call this reality on this planet, and I mean the real reality of life, you know, the gift of life, the light that can shine through the truth, and the love that comes with it, certainly that is something that people are looking for. And I know I hear this on a lot of shows that I listen to on BBS when I have the opportunity, of course, because I've become so very busy that I can't always listen as much as I'd like to. I really have to try to set the time aside to be able to do that. But I notice that there isn't this usual censorship. There isn't this managerial control of what is said. In other words, you allow each host and the callers to express themselves. Of course, there's a decorum that has to be followed, not using profanity and not insulting people. You know, you're asking people to be basic, you know, humans, but be good people.
Yeah, well, we don't even ask you to be good, actually. Be bad. Get bad, bad to the bone. Well, the truth is we don't censor. There is cussing that goes on more on our adult station. We do have warning labels for an adult tag there over there on the adult station for people that want to listen to language that's a bit more crass. Maybe a little easier or harder to relate to, depending, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually does tend towards the taboo. I'll cringe. I mean, when I listen to our adult station, believe me, I'm embarrassed. I'm cringing. I'm like, oh no, but you know, we don't censor, we don't stop, or put any delays up. So, It's raw radio. It's raw internet radio. Things are going to happen. Mistakes will happen. People be on late, early. You might it might get so screwed up you'll be laughing your head off for a week, because we will be. Because there are times when things get so screwed up and networks go down and internets go down and phone lines and things are burning up or computers are exploding. I kid you not. Got to get down on the ground and laugh. And
You've had that problem on the clean channels too. So
I've had that problem many, many times. Now it not so often because we got more people here and it's done a little bit differently. But yeah, the memories are still there, and we still have some doozies now though, not as often.
One of the things that I think that sets your network apart, although there are networks out there that I have listened to. On the internet radio. In fact, I've got sort of a widget that lets me tune into radio stations per se. Mm-hmm. Who's ever out there doing a live podcast stream, or maybe just pre-programmed music that follows a schedule. You have created a platform also for professional musicians who are independent. What indies we call them in the business, and you have some of the best music that's out there. I mean, this stuff blows away most of the stuff that you find in the mainstream record companies.
Oh, by far, that's an understatement. And because I don't brag about much, but the music that we play is on our music station, and the indie bands that we decide to play are second to nobody. Some of them, wow, shock you to your core. Music's so good, it'll get you laughing, crying, dancing, giggling, listening, sobbing. It's some fabulous music in all genres. Now, granted, it's maybe a little more geared towards easy listening type music, haunting type music. But again, it's fabulous. And we do play all the genres. And only the best. Only the best. Of course, that's our opinion.
Yeah, I'm critical in that area because of my background in music, and I have to say, there are a lot of groups that I really like. A lot of the performers, a lot of the solo artists. There's some pretty heavy productions in some of those works.
Awesome.
And the importance to those artists is that they get this exposure from your network. And then they can market their creative works through the network, which relieves them of the hassle of trying to hunt down a label, getting a marketing department to see the potential of the group. This is just something that grows on people. And I've got to tell you that many of my listeners write to me and tell me about their experiences on the network. On what I call the off time, they originally came to hear my show, and they stay around and they listen to the music,
they
start listening to the other shows. Those that have subscribed to the archives tell me.
Can I interject there for a second? If you can't afford the archives in today's world, if you can't afford it, you write us an email at contact@bbsradio.com. You say, I can't afford it, and we're going to compliment you with it. We would never, ever want to withhold the information we have from people. The only reason we do charge some money is because it allows us then to keep our network fees lower for the hosts, which allows us to bring more robust and diverse programming that they wouldn't hear other places. Folks, you gotta believe me here. We did this for the right reasons, and we wouldn't change it for the world. So some people sometimes say, I'd really love it if you had free archives. Well, we would too, but then there is give and take. And for us to do what we do at the prices we do, we had that trade-off, and we feel it was the right one. So if you like to help us out and keep us, running and allowing us to do what we do at the prices we do, then, chip in, subscribe to the archives, get your friends to subscribe, tune in to the information. You'll love it. You really will. There's years of awesome information.
Yeah. You and I had talked about putting something together for my listening audience that if they choose just to download my archives, that we were going to put something together, and we have to do that.
We can do that anytime.
I'm getting a lot of requests for that. And I do know that, and I hear this from my listeners, that they're listening to other shows. They'll say, hey, did you hear Fred Bell's show, or did you hear Dr. Horowitz on the Inside Hour, or Christopher Holmes?
Or Jeffrey Grupp.
Yes. And
or Jim Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of great
politics,
shows.
Yeah.
And so when they sign up for the archives in general, they get the whole enchilada, don't they? They can go...
They get them all. They get every archive we've ever archived. How's that? Including bloopers, archives from years past, from every show that's been canceled or is still airing. Everything.
Yeah. Now there is justification for the cost just in the amount of memory that you have to have, and all the electricity you use.
All the bandwidth and storage.
And the bandwidth.
And, you know, but again, server costs and storage and all that isn't as expensive. That's not really where your costs are coming in. They're coming in other ways. But thank you. Yeah, it's it with as much bandwidth as we have constantly being drawn, you're going to even have slow periods on the server, even though, you know, we try to keep that, you know, they try to keep it load balanced, but...
Yeah, well, I just wanted to mention that, you know, this isn't about drumming up business and that, but that's a question that comes up, you know, often, and...
They can get everything we've got for, you know, you can even try it out for 24 hours. For $1.95. And then we never charge you again. We're not the kind of people that are going to automatically charge your card for your own convenience. Okay, folks?
Or your inconvenience.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you have a number of shows that transcend the topic of science, and they're good shows too.
Mm-hmm.
Science and metaphysics, of course, the paranormal, and that really touches a lot of different areas. Paranormal is really where it's at, but there's only a certain audience that really is interested in that type of stuff. And then we touch on government and patriot issues or constitutional issues. From your perspective, what are the more interesting shows? I don't mean the names of the shows or the hosts necessarily. You know, feel free to say whatever you want. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. But what topics turn you on as someone who's in this business? In generally speaking, are you more interested in listening to history or current events, or is it really a cross section?
Well, as we all know, BBS was probably one of the oldest acronyms in radio, right? Bulletin Board System,
yeah.
Or Bulletin Board Service, whatever. So BBS radio was a pretty, I think, appropriate name for a wide range of new age genres and technologies like the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went into different genres that we found exciting. And those would be the ones I like to listen to are ones that, I would have to say UFOs. I love listening to people about UFOs when they're doing interviews. I love interviews with the people that deal in not only UFOs but ancient artifacts, crop circles. When they're dealing not only in crop circles but unexplained phenomena, that's really what I enjoy the most. The science behind the paranormal. All the different things that are unexplained. from the newest technologies and the reverse engineered technologies, free energy technologies. Again, that those sorts of things really, you know, float my boat. They're my cup of tea.
Yeah, the reason I asked you that question, of course, mm-hmm. you probably could tell, but the reason I ask you that is, you know, in searching the truth, we discover, those of us that do the research, and you do quite a bit yourself. I mean, you know, you're maintaining also the TNT page, the Trusted News Trader, which is a repository of articles and links to articles or videos or mm-hmm. archives of important information that's out there. And so,
yeah, there was Rumor Mill News, I think, Surfing the Apocalypse, and then Blog In Service at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Blog In Service, of course, became Blog In Broadcasting Service, or BBS Radio.
Yeah. So from that perspective, you know, you're covering the whole gamut. But I hear in your response to that question that I asked you that basically you like thinking outside the box. You know, where there's interesting new things to find. And there's sort of an oxymoron going around in the public consciousness that it's so different from the programming and the belief system that has been created from all these years of programming, the mass consciousness, that people are almost afraid to step outside to consider other possibilities. Now, that sounds like a general statement I'm making, but I'm saying, in general, the masses...
They are. They're afraid to lose their job. They're afraid to lose their support of their family members. They're afraid to lose their friends. They're afraid to... Yeah, they're afraid to just sit back and find out what's going to happen. Often a lot of people just live in fear. I know I get emails from many people who just find the world so frightening today they don't want to get up in the morning.
Hmm.
Not when they've been listening to BBS radio for a while, though, folks. When I tell them tune in, you know, and we give a few recommendations, say just keep tuning in, you'll find that the world's a pretty awesome place. And eventually they get it. So they stick around long enough, they do get it. The world is an awesome place. Of course, we got some dictators that, you know, are doing some pretty heinous things. I mean, let's be quite honest. Charlie Sheen nailed them. You know, they're lying, and they're covering things up, and it involved murder of our own citizens, our own people, and it's still being covered up, and it's an ongoing difficult situation for all of us here in this country when we believe that we used to be harbingers of freedom and justice. And, of course, to find out we're exactly the opposite and that we're being forced, literally, to pay for these atrocities. And we find out not only are we being paid for it, we're going to be in debt for years to continue to pay for these atrocities while the pedophiles, perverts, and wackos, you know, they get rich. And, you know, I hate it. Folks, I shouldn't hate money. But, you know, I'll tell you, when you see such wackos, insane, have so much money and they somehow seem to think that because of that, and well, maybe the fact that they're horse traders, they believe in blood so much, they, you know, they can't get over that one. You'd figure after all these generations, the DNA and the way things evolve, that they'd get over that one. But, you know, they don't. So you got these unevolved, very greedy pedophiles and wackos in most instances running the show. And we can see the whole pattern now. I mean, it's pretty damn obvious the way things are moving, how things are going to look on a global scale. And I don't like it. And nobody does. Here's Charlie Sheen, a guy like this football player, Cindy Sheehan's boy that went out top of his game, gets shot in the head. And here's a guy, Charlie Sheen, at the top of his game, literally. And he's got the balls and the moxie to say, you know, you're lying to me, and you're covering up murder. So let's have a look. I love that. And I think if more people were less afraid and took more action and put their careers on hold and put their vacations on hold and put their, let's say, well, many of the things that they would normally do on hold and took a little action so that we could gain back our freedoms and our liberties by talking to their neighbors, their friends, telling people about shows like yours. Like Alex Jones, like Jeff Rentz. Folks, I'm happy to promote other networks. RBN, I'll tell you why, because they're all doing great things. Alex, you know, a lot of people say, oh, no, these people are, whoa, gee, they're really working for the dark side. Yeah. You know, I don't know, I'm not all that smart anymore. That's why I stopped getting on the air and spewing my goo. But I'll tell you, when I look at what a lot of them do, I see a lot of good coming out of it. And only good, by the way. I see people waking up in droves. I see people getting angry, which I want them to get angry. I see people like Alex. I watch Alex Jones and I say, son of a bitch, that's me. Every time I watch him. And I'm pretty passionate. I'm getting a little passionate now and I'm trying to remain calm. You know, I got the very tight shorts on and... You know, so we can't go there.
Well, there's no censorship on my show, so you can get passionate, please.
Yeah, I love Alex, and I love people who are passionate about the truth. The truth according to them. Of course, all our truth is pretty much going to commingle when it's the truth. It's going to be, you know, pretty accurate. We all have our attitudes about it, but, you know, we know a lie, and we know who's lying to us, and we know they have to be stopped before they murder us. And by the way, if you guys don't think it's murder, if you think being euthanized isn't murder, or you think when your government decides to secretly make your girls sick or your daughter sick so that she doesn't give birth, or when they start raining poisons down on you so that they can stop you from having children, do you think that ain't murder? They're killing off your entire family line. In many instances.
Yeah. You know, Go ahead, please.
It's just, you know, they believe so much in blood and genetics and DNA and the horse traders that they are, right? That's the first thing they're attacking when it comes to the people. It's just like Obama. He's going to attack the truth by lying to you. You know, you got Sinclair's book and information out there, and yet where's the contradictions to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got people going out there talking the truth, but there's no opposition to the truth because the truth is hard to be. What they're going to do is avoid the truth, and it's
well,
we can stop it. We can stop it, Don. People like you, your listeners, people getting together with their sheriffs because the sheriff is the guy. Get in touch with your sheriffs. Get to know him. Find out, you know, have dinner with. Just get to know him, folks. Get to know your local police constables. Get to know your local sheriffs and your deputies. Just get to know them. If you can do at least a little bit of a duty, do that. Because they'll be the highest law of the land. At least your sheriff will be. He's elected, supposedly. And a lot of things can lead out from there. I believe that. But again, people got to start feeling out the situations in their areas and start getting active with the rest of the participants in your areas.
That's what I was just going to underscore, is the taking the action rather than reacting. Because when you react, you're only responding to the stimuli that have been thrown your way. That's what mainstream is about. That's certainly what the government is about. That's certainly what this what they like to call the New World Order movement is about, is total tyranny, total domination of the mass of humanity.
And they can pull it off. See, that's the thing. They can pull this off. If people are not wary and mindful, they will.
Yeah,
and they are well mind to do so.
Mm-hmm. And participating is crucial. It's critical to us gaining the upper hand. And all we are is claiming our birthright, really, from the Creator. Now, I wanted to mention a couple of things that have cropped up in the news recently. First of all, there, you know, we had this address, presidential address before Congress yesterday. And Congressman Joe Wilson shouted out, "You lie." And, you know, when he said that, he said the truth. And they made him retract his statement as if it was a poor judgment. It was not the decorum. Certainly it's not the decorum of Congress, because their decorum is bribery and extortion and blackmail. That's how they keep their people in line.
Big bully syndrome, yep.
Yeah, but I listened to that speech last night, and I shared with my listening audience how nauseating it was to hear lie after lie. Because, as you know, we bring out a lot of information on this show that's not heard anywhere else in the media in this country. And I've brought out some other things that have been talked about recently, some things about 9/11. And here we are, we're on the anniversary of 9/11. It's become very clear to me that the missing $2.3 trillion on September 10th, 2001, when Donald Rumsfeld was telling Congress, the Pentagon lost $2.3 trillion, and we don't know where it is. We knew that Dov Zakheim was in charge of that, and likely that money went to Israel. And everything we have seen, starting the day after that statement was made before Congress, points to an Israeli involvement. We're talking about government here.
Yeah,
we're not.
Yeah, no,
not
no. I would. I totally and absolutely agree.
And all the other things that have been going on have that same tone.
Sure.
Okay. That same
feeling.
MO, if you will, and we can see the pattern repeating itself over and over. Now, I had an interesting talk with Dr. A. Truat earlier today, off the air, of course, and he revealed something that was a missing puzzle piece I hadn't heard about 9/11. And that was that they had contracted an engineer who was an expert in building demolition from Finland. And he basically said, you're not going to be able to bring that building down with thermite. It would take millions of miles of wire to actually accomplish the feat. But you can do it with micro nuclear devices. And it was always my impression that they did. I'd talked to some people that said they have, micronukes the size of a piece of chewing gum. So they could place these things pretty much anywhere. And guess who the country was?
Yeah, I can believe that.
Who he recommended they get them from? Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this gentleman was invited to a show that Truat had, his own radio show. It was on a mainstream station, so they could easily interfere with the broadcast. And within inside the first 2 minutes of the conversation with this gentleman from Finland, who was revealing this damning information to what the public had been told, his phone was cut off, completely cut off. And sometime later, they were able to reestablish communication, but it wasn't on the show. The FCC had actually moved in and shut down the whole interview.
Wow.
And then threatened the station. So this is what's going on behind the scenes. Now, I brought pieces of information out like that in my show. And, you know, I've taken flack. Right now we're going through a stage where I'm under attack. But it's their minions. They don't dare, on an official level, draw attention to the research that I found. I found some pretty damning stuff. We've got the connection to Orly Tate's husband, to the Novartis bird flu, swine flu patent. Then we have a similar connection in the Jane Burgermeister, Tim Vodder saga with Affymetrix, the genome chip manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this IBM document. Those three things really shake the tree. They rattle. They make waves. Okay. Now, why do I do the work I'm doing? I'm interested in bringing out the truth the best I can. And I verify the story inside and out, left to right, top to bottom, and spin it around and see if it still holds together. And by and large, most of the time, it does. There's a tremendous amount of obfuscation out there. And I just want to, the reason I'm bringing this up, I want to honor you, your standing behind me in support of all that, because I'm proven to be correct in many of these things. And it's helped my show grow. It's helped me with my journalistic endeavors. And it's helping to get the truth out. And I'm appreciative of what you and Doug, you know, have
Well, we need more people just like you. People who are going to investigate the truth instead of sitting on their duff, taking everything they hear as gospel from these people that really don't have any good plans in mind. These people don't have your best interests at heart. And I would start looking at the information they give you critically, and I would start tuning in to shows like this and many others of people who actually are going to take the time and do the investigations that you can keep up with and follow through and continue with your own investigation. Again, the only way to stop the madness is uncover the truth. You got to uncover the truth so we know where the madness is.
Yeah, and it can be painful at times, can it?
It can be painful, that's right.
I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, I'm determined I'm going to get to the truth on these issues, and I that basically that's what drives me. It's kind of disheartening when there are so many that are operatives, or you know they're paid, or maybe they're just on their own private little mission, you know, mm-hmm. to attempt to destroy all that work. But I remind people that you cannot destroy the truth. It is what it is. Someone made a passing comment to me earlier today. It was one of these things that just came out. They said, well, you know, they don't want the truth to be in the light. And I said, actually, the truth is the light. And when the light is shining, that's when the cockroaches run and hide. And this person laughed and said, you know, you caught me. I wasn't really thinking in that term. And I said, well, the truth is the light, and the truth is love. It's all the good things that God created. And whatever anyone's awareness of a creator or God is, you know, I'm not telling people that they have to believe in anything. That's also a big part of what we're doing is we're not trying to force feed someone something else that they're not getting in this educational system or in this religious institution.
Exactly.
Or this political institution. We're allowing people to explore.
To grow.
Yes.
To actually grow. Exactly.
And so, you know, when the compensation for that is, you know, it's instigated by the powers that be, there's no doubt about it. They don't want the truth out, you see, because then we realize our true power. When we realize how powerful we are, they cannot control us. And we become a threat to them, you see, because what they're doing is really so devious and so self-centered and arrogant. They put themselves in this. I'm not saying they haven't been successful at what they're doing, but you know, anyone can be successful with
well,
evil.
Well, they're also showing people really that there is honor among thieves. They will band together. They will stick together. They do know how to unify. They can work together as one. Even these people, and they are. Which is truly, truly amazing. I mean, they're working pretty well together, and they're getting away with murder globally.
Yeah, well, if you remember my comment about spirituality, these people are certainly not demonstrating any modicum of spirituality.
Well, they're showing you what it takes. You need to work together. We need to be working together at ground roots. I mean, we are the many, folks. It won't take too many of us working together before we've got this thing put to bed and we can all go and have a great future.
Yeah. But it takes that effort. You know,
it takes
that first step. And it's making a choice. When you started BBS Radio, you may have had a brainstorm, but you made a choice, didn't you?
I was angry. I was pissed off that our Congress had been bought off, and that there was reports in the news that they had a sting operation, that they nailed, I think, 42 of them for taking bribes. I forget, it was something so ridiculous, I was just in bloody stunned horror. Because I couldn't believe it. Here I was, you know, I mean, I thought I was your believer in the American dream and the vision and all the other gobbledygook. Well, it's not gobbledygook, forgive me. And all the other things that really made America, in my mind, cement itself in my heart. And so for that to be ripped out from under me so easily was devastating, especially when the information got taken off the internet. Even back then, it got taken off the internet. The reports got shut down. The investigations got closed. And nobody was talking about anything. And here's our Congress, our legislators, with a sting operation, just nailed a bunch of them. And yet, nothing occurred.
Yeah,
it blew my mind. I knew at that point we're sunk. So I went about starting everything. I was just, it was devastating. That's what woke me up, that pretty much that anger. I mean, again, I'd been waking up, I had had some paranormal activity, which was pretty intense, just around, little prior to this all starting. Again, it was saucers, UFOs coming down, doing tricks, actually. But I mean, not tricks, but, you know, going over your head, moving clouds, doing circles, changing shapes, right above your head. I mean, not where they're way off in the distance, you can't make them out. I'm talking pretty close. But, you know, it didn't happen a heck of a lot after that. It happened in different ways, but it all led me to the conclusion something pretty major is going on. And it got me thinking and meditating and reading, and so the journey starts, right? Really in earnest.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many levels of control that it's quite interesting. It's like when I tell people about my professional musical career, the professionals understand what I'm talking about, okay? If I name some of the people I've worked with, for instance, it's no big deal. It's a gig, you know? It's a job. And then there are others, oh, there's no way you know that person or you could have met that person. Already the belief system kicks in right there. So when you, or if I talk about certain guests I've had on this show, no way you had this person. No way you had Vincent Bugliosi on the show, or G. Edward Griffin, or Lindsay Williams, or...
Yeah, amazing guests. Amazing.
You know, we're going to have Pastor James David Manning on.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Next Wednesday. Now, I've already had people say there's
close,
no way
I'm going to riot. I'm
the show. You know, by the way, did you put up the headline?
He's
going to
join me. What's that?
Did you put up the headline for that?
I'm not sure. Do we got Manning up yet? I'm just... got Seth in the background. Ooh, he's up.
Oh,
Manning's
great.
He's up.
All right.
Thank you. Let's get that video up, that little sound bite. You know, at least we got to get that up.
Now, there's a man of God, okay? And, you know... he's going to come on. He's going to lay the truth out for the listening audience.
Yeah, and here's the funny part. He will lay it out like a preacher, a pastor, but he's only going to tell the truth that he believes in his heart. That mm-hmm. I got from Manning. He's not going to tell you a lie. He just ain't going to do it. He's sick and absolutely bloody sick and tired of that crap. So he's an interesting fellow. I like him.
Well, he did a rant on one show that he did. I think it was on the Manning Report. It was called "Is Obama a Test Tube Baby" or something like that, which was really interesting because he hadn't read my work.
I call him the our president.
he gave him the name the Long Legged Mac Daddy, and really it's a very accurate description. And I'm bringing him on. This is a man of God, and I'm telling you, if you are an atheist, you're going to know that this man knows there's a God, and you might even change your mind. but he's not pushing his religious convictions on anyone.
Nope.
Certainly, he feels that God is using him to bring out this message of
bring
truth.
Out the truth, exactly. And what he's saying is this truth is more. Is extremely important. In fact, more important than me telling you about the faith. Really?
Yeah.
Because that's what he's doing. And I would have to say, I love the man. But then I've only watched a few of his videos, and maybe four, and read some of the posts. And I concurred with almost every one of them and thought to myself when I was watching, I love this guy. So that's where I got to leave it. Now, do I know who he is back down, backtracked his origins, and found out who his mommy and daddy is? No. I just, when I listen to him, I think he's straight up, talking from the heart, and he wants change, and you can almost know him instantly just by listening to him. He's mm-hmm. a heartfelt guy.
Well, there's a similarity in his message to my research and my intuition and the things that I've said. And I'm by no means copying what somebody else is saying when I lay these facts out. This is the trail that I've followed or the path that I followed to get the truth. And what's amazing is there are all these different ways to get to the truth, you see. There's not one clear-cut path, and God uses all of us in a different way.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, uncovering the truth and being a participant really can be fun. And you can make it fun. Just start, get out there, be active, talk with a few neighbors and friends that might be a little more active than you and know a few of the groups in town or people in town or where your next town meetings are going to be or somebody who knows the sheriff or the sheriff's deputy or, you know, just do a little homework. Start feeling out the situation. I can't stress that enough. If you really love your town, you love your neighbors, you love your families, you love your liberties, and you love your life, you're going to do it. Because it's coming to the point where you might not be able to take those liberties soon.
Yeah. Now, Don, we've got a lot of military personnel around the world listening to the show tonight. And they'll be listening to archives, too. And thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com, this show gets rebroadcast in many cities around the world. We're in Russia, Ireland, Scotland, England, Spain. I've heard we're in Greece intermittently. I've gotten email from people listening to us in Sweden, Australia, New Zealand.
Oh yeah.
Central and South America, Japan, Hawaii, and if you have anything in your heart to share with the military. As far as what we're doing at BBS Radio,
sure.
and anything for the folks that are, you know, the Wind Talkers Radio Network is those are privately owned radio stations,
right?
And these people are devoted to getting the truth out. You know, I want to give you an opportunity to say something to those people and those that carry the show on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a message for them.
You know, I'll tell you, I have such a deep, profound respect for the military and our servicemen. And my family, my father was a pilot. He did many things. He didn't discuss a lot of it, but some of it was pretty horrific, and he didn't want to go into details about some of it. It was private missions, and we tried to yank it out of my mother, but he was pretty quiet about a lot of it. But we ended up growing up with a profound respect because here's these people that they're actually going out and saying, I'll die. I'll die for my family, I'll die for my friends, and I'll die for this country's freedoms and liberties. If to all the servicemen and women out there now that are still in the service, if they're still following that, if they're still willing to die for their family, their friends, their loved ones, and their liberties, my hats are off to them. I just, it must be difficult in today's world with a commander-in-chief like Obama that can't be trusted. And I'm saying that right out to our military people and our personnel. I couldn't trust him as a commander-in-chief. It's unfortunate when you have to say that about your own president. That just, that's hard for me to say to military service people. But knowing that and following the heart, I know they'll do the right thing. Our military servicemen and women have been doing the right thing. They've been following their hearts all this time, and I think they'll continue to follow their hearts even into the long, hard road we have ahead of us. I know that's going to take them into places where they probably don't want to go and following orders that they don't want to follow, but if it contradicts the goodness that's in their hearts, then they'll figure out what to do when the time's right.
Well, I just got an IM here that we're heard in Cambodia, too. Bet you didn't know that.
Well, I'll tell you, there's about, every month or so, I think we get visitors and traffic from over 160 to 180 countries. So I'm sure there's a bunch of those that constantly floating in and out of our streams. 15% of our traffic, I would say, floats in and out. The last time, it was quite a long time ago, I checked. But I would say, anywhere in and around those figures. So you got a pretty strong foreign audience. We do. We have a pretty strong foreign audience, which is, to me, awesome. Awesome. Because it means people are, they know of our plight. They know that we're fighting hypocrisy here in this country. They know that the citizens of this great country are not evil like the leaders. And they know that we're trying to gain our independence back, and we're trying to do the right thing, and we need as much help as we can get from everybody out there we can possibly get to hear our story, because America's in trouble. We are in trouble. We have a usurper who is sitting on a throne right now, and he's stealing from us, and people are getting murdered. From people in the military, to people who are in private divisions, to people who are in free enterprise and business. And we know that assassination squads have been particularly normal lately. We've been hearing that in the news as well. So it's a scary time, and I think I hope people pay particular attention to what's going on, and if they can, and they have the heart and the moxie to take matters into their own hands and start this ball rolling, we can start seeing some big change. And I mean, don't go off being violent. I don't think that's going to change things. I think we got to be smart enough getting together, using their game against them. And I think we can do it.
Waking up is the first step, always.
Waking up's the first step. Noncompliance is the next. And I mean civil noncompliance. We're not going to do the wrong thing, and you can't make me. So, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I got another message here that in Cambodia, there's a master gunnery sergeant that runs a station that plays old-time radio from the 30s, from the 1930s, and Drew Raines, a Marine's disquisition, and evident footprints. Isn't that great?
Wow.
So the times are changing. They're really changing.
They sure are. I mean, and people, that's how the news is trying to convince us we're in a corporate fascist, socialistic, Marxistic, or whatever, new regime. I don't know how many different names they've called this new regime we're under, but they certainly don't want to tell you we're in any form of freedom-loving, liberty-loving democracy anymore.
Yeah. And, the duplicity of the language, the misuse of the language, the invention of new words to describe people in a demeaning way, they come
absolutely
up with these terms. Now, the people that are demanding Obama's birth certificate, I want to share a news item with you, too.
Oh, please.
But we're being called birthers. I guess I'm a birther and don't know it. Although I spent a year and a half investigating this guy's genealogy. And they want to use one word to debunk my material. And the day after the Three Stooges Go to Washington, parts 7, A, and B came out, finally the mainstream media acknowledged the dimension of Kenya. But then they, what did they do? They brought Orly Tate onto the comedy shows as a comedy bit. Jon Stewart did it. You know, they all did in one way or another, but particularly on his cable TV show, he did a, I don't know, 10-minute comedy bit showing the documentation and making the people laugh as if this was all ridiculous. Well, it is. It is a lie. That's the point that I've been making, is that this is a misdirection PSYOP program to steer people in the wrong direction. And more people are coming on board with my research in that respect. And I do want to also allude to another fact. And I am privy to something that occurred. This was, I think, October 2nd of 2008. This was before the election. And I was privy, I was on a party line phone call to the Democratic National Committee that a friend made. He conferenced me into the call. And he asked me, who's the head of the committee? And at the time, it was Howard Dean. And I said, well, that's Howard Dean. He said, are you sure? Are you sure? I said, yes, you call him and ask. So he called. Secretary answered. We got his secretary on the phone. And my friend just lambasted her with all the information he had gleaned from my research and said, do you realize that this guy has not complied with federal election law? He has not complied with the constitutional requirement to have been born on our soil. And I'm demanding to see on what basis you've qualified him. And the response we got from this woman was, that's already been handled in court. Now, that was not a court issue, unless someone's talking about the Leo D'Onofrio case or Phil Berg's lawsuit, the initial lawsuit that he put out there. But that snide comment, it's already been handled in court. Now, there is a new story releasing those documents that were signed by Nancy Pelosi and others at the convention, the last day of the convention, which was August 28th. So it wasn't handled in court. In fact, they deleted material out of those documents that was in the state documents. Now, I brought that out on my show. I beat that story by almost a year. And yet they're touting this information as being newly found information. Now, I'm not taking credit away from the writer, the person that did the work. I think it was on Canadian Free Press is where this story is talked about. But we have brought out cutting-edge, real-time news on this show, which has not been done anywhere else in the world. And I do know from General Jeremiah calling in on May 29th of this year, he said there are 22 intelligence agencies around the world listening to your show. So you should say hello to them, too, because they have been messing with our stream for the past 2 years. I want to give you that opportunity.
You know, I'll tell you, between you and I there, most of these people that are involved in these divisions of government are really pretty good guys. They don't even know they're doing wrong, and they don't really want to hear it. You know, often enough, they can pretty much construe it that and feel good about it. In other words, they don't really know they're doing wrong often enough. They really don't. And they believe they're doing the right thing, or at least it's easy to convince them that they're doing the right thing. When they're really taking away the liberties of others, by wiretapping, listening in, screwing with posts, screwing with people's computers and their systems and servers, and maybe it isn't them. See, that's the thing. You really can't tell. Sometimes it can be competitors. It can be people who just like to cause trouble. It can be different forms of, how do you call it, or different
phishing, like phishing emails, and yeah.
Sure. And often enough, it can just be a lot of traffic, server problems, code problems. So, you know, when a lot of people say, oh, gee, you know, the black ops are at it again, your server's down, or, oh, they didn't like what you said, or they didn't like your post. Nah, I think usually most times that's load balancing, traffic problems. But are there the occasions where sometimes we're going to get hit by nefarious groups? Yeah. More often than not, I'll bet you that's competitors. Do I think the government's really out to get us in particularly, or any division of the government? No. I think most of them are pretty, you know, most of them are pretty good guys. I've met a bunch of them in the past, and my father's met people in the past that worked in various divisions of government. And usually they were pretty neat guys. They would rather, you know, be nice to you and protect you than harm you. That's just the way I've seen it. You know, there are divisions of them that go out and destabilize governments, from what I've heard, but I've never met any of those boys.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot about the network and maybe my show.
If they're interested in what you got to say, you must be doing some great research.
Yeah.
Because I personally would, they probably wouldn't be all that enthused about me or find anything fascinating about this network, which is probably not that important to them. Really,
yeah.
To be quite honest, why would we be important to them?
You know? Well, you know, I'm not that important to them either, but
exactly.
What is important is the truth.
The truth is important, but there is enough people out there speaking the truth now that in order to plug all those holes, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And we would be not probably first on their list. There'd be a lot of other holes they'd want to plug before they get to ours.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not all that worried.
Yeah.
So well, if they're out there listening and tuning in, please just keep tuning in.
Yeah, wouldn't you like them to sign up for the archives? Isn't that the fair way to go about it?
I'd like them to help me. You know, if there are people out there in different divisions of government that can actually be of service to their fellow human, and be humane again, or be humane people doing a human-type service, boy, I can only beg them, please give us a hand, help us out. Let's stop this madness. There are people that are murdering others. They're in power. They're in government. And they've gone way, way too far. And I'm afraid for our children's lives. I'm afraid for our future. Not afraid, per se. But, you know, the way these trends are going, more and more our liberties are going to be denied. And I think it could get pretty extreme. I mean, I've seen it get extreme in other countries. I've read how extreme it can get. My mother used to tell me how extreme it could get. She was in Austria when it got pretty extreme. So, and it can happen pretty quickly. And
yeah.
I would rather us stop this madness before it goes that route. I mean, that is not pretty.
Yes. Well, There are so many topics that I'd like to talk to you about, and I do know we've got some people listening. We're going to try to keep the show going a couple more minutes here. I do want to let you get back to your family and your life.
It's too late for that.
But I do want to thank you for the time that you've spent, you know, pouring your heart out and sharing some stuff that you really don't get that much of an opportunity to share with any listening audience, really, especially
you.
Since you stopped the Don and Wynn show.
Yeah, you know, I felt I was spewing too much negative goop all over the internet, and I didn't feel positive. You know, when I have nothing positive to say and I keep spewing it, I start to feel guilty. And so I did. I felt guilty and I got off the air. I didn't have solutions. Like you, at least you do investigative reporting. You're not just constantly hammering and hammering and hammering, you know, saying the same thing over and over. You're bringing people information they can utilize.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love. But me, I wasn't investigating anything. I was just promoting hearsay. You tell me something and I'll tell the next guy. That's really no way for me to be of service. So now I have a lot more fun. I talk less and I listen more.
Yes. Well, I'm getting a news report coming in here now that the minutes of in chambers order referring motion to magistrate judge held before Judge David O. Carter, court orders first amended motion for issuance of letters rogatory and initiation of discovery filed by plaintiffs on August 20th, 2009, referred to assigned magistrate Judge Arthur Nakazato. Accordingly, the noticed hearing date of September 14th, 2009 at 8:30 a.m. before this court is vacated. So now this four-and-a-half-month reprieve seems to have been changed. Here's another one here, part of the same news. Ex parte application for order for limited stay of discovery. Memorandum of points and authorities in support thereof filed by defendants Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Robert M. Gates, Joseph R. Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, United States of America, all capitalized. Mm-hmm. And the attachment numbers are there, entered on the 10th of September 2009. You heard it first here, folks. So there'll be a lot more forthcoming, I'm sure. I may have more information tomorrow or today if you're
tell you, it breaks
coast.
My heart. It really does. To be here in America and to see this going on when I emigrated from Canada here.
Mm-hmm.
I left Canada pretty much for the same reason. Socialistic government that wanted to socialize everything. And of course, I had my own run-in with the politics and business in Canada. So I come here and things have gotten, worse here than anywhere in the world. In my opinion. I mean, hell, we're the ones funding all this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, we got to get to the truth, and it may be a bitter pill for many to swallow.
Yeah,
breaks my heart.
I hope we can change it. I love you. I truly hope we can change it. The Charlie Sheens of the world, the Don Nikoloffs, the Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Jeffrey Grupp, Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Deagle, the Fred Bells. I mean, you got to really start. And Dr. Carley and Dr. Truott, and there are many out there. Just, all they want to do is give you the truth. So spread it around. Give other people a chance to listen to it, too. Inform your friends and your Internet buddies all about these people. Let's get people talking.
Ken Adachi. Don't forget Ken.
Well, exactly.
And my new buddy, Drew Raines.
Yeah. We need to spread out the truth a bit. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, Don, I want to thank you for being on the show.
I love you. Thank you, my friend. It was a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. I know how hard it is for you, to set that time aside. And I want to let the listeners know that, you sacrifice what few moments that you get with your family, to be on my show.
Oh, and to be on your show is not a sacrifice. It's a pleasure.
It's much appreciated. Right. I want you to give out your website. I've never given you the opportunity to do that. Would you give out your
bbsradio.com, folks, folks. Yeah, BB as in boy. Boy, Sam. BBS Radio. You can't go wrong. Just keep heading in the right direction.
They know me well enough to know I'm just being a smart aleck. I thank you, and I hope you'll come on again soon. It's always up to me to ask.
I'll just be saying the same old, tired old crap, honestly. I mean, I am not worthy to get on the network until I have something to say, and I'll tell you, folks, what I have to say isn't all that good anymore. I'm ashamed to admit it. I love the people out there, but I don't see things getting better in the near term because I don't see enough people wanting it to get better. Really, wanting it to get better, as passionate about it as you are and I am and others who work here. And I hope we can do it in time, folks. I really do. I think time is not on our side. I really don't believe it's on our side. I think we're in a window here of opportunity. And I think we can lose everything, all of our liberties and everything, so fast it'll amaze people. You think these internment camps can't be filled overnight?
Yeah, you wonder if they're already filling them
it
up.
It makes you wonder. Again, we shouldn't be talking about this crap. We should be saying, what the hell is going on here? And we should be down there with our senators and representatives and those state council men and women and saying, what the effing crap is going on here? What the hell is that internment camp doing here? Why are people hiring people for these camps? What the hell is going on here? And I want documents. I want people to get in front of the cameras. I want to be taping somebody who's got something to say because I want to know. I'm angry. And we should be having groups of people going down and finding out what these crazy little things that are going on are all about.
Mm-hmm.
Get a posse together, folks. Get your neighbors. Get 10, 20 of them. You go down there every day and say, look, we're going to keep coming till we get answers. We're sick of this crap. And we'll be bringing more tomorrow and more the next day and more the next day till we get some bloody answers around here. Really,
yeah.
It's come to that. I mean, if people like Charlie Sheen can stand up to Obama and put some documents in hand and say the things he did, then you got to know things have gotten pretty damn serious.
Well, there are many other people who have a strong enough or loud enough voice and the mind to make such declarations.
Well, you do, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Exactly.
I'm doing it 5 nights a week. And
exactly.
And on other shows, you know, I was on 3 radio shows yesterday. And it's turning out a given day I'm on at least 2 shows.
That's
a lot of radio, my friend.
I love you for it. I got 4 kids and I'm paying taxes so that other people can play murderer around the globe and then infect my own family and sterilize them and play king of the hill with our lives.
Yeah,
I'm just not going for it anymore. Again, it takes me a little bit to get going, but now you've got me fired up. Just when I'm leaving. I love you. Again, I love you. And I love your audience. I love the listeners to BBS Radio. And thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
And as I always say, good night. I want to thank all the folks out there that are listening on Wind Talkers Radio Network. Welcome our newly discovered, I say newly discovered on my end, Master Gunnery Sergeant in Cambodia that's broadcasting this show, and Drew Raines, a Marines Disquisition, and some good old-time music going back to the 1930s. Wow, that's cool. A lot of good jazz in that. I love that music. And I want to also say thank you to the folks at blogtalkradio.com. Special thanks to Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And Don Newsom, of course, our guest tonight. Thank you, Don. I love what you guys are doing, and just keep it up.
We will, as long as we physically can. I promise you. And I love you.
That's the first time I've gotten a response back to that. Thank you. Special thanks to Seth Hendrick on the sound. And most of all, you in the listening audience for tuning in. I wish everyone around the world a night filled with peace, love, and light. And have a good night.